Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
You've heard, don't call the 800 number. Instead, call your Dish Premier local retailer at 241-DISH. That's 241-3474. Here's another reason why.
Christy with Five Stars writes, I had the absolute pleasure of working with Doug and Danny at B&T. Customer service was absolutely amazing. They were able to install in the exact time I needed. I can't say enough good things about this place. Don't call the 1-800 number. And Gary with Five Stars also writes in, I recently had Doug come out to install Dish TV. While he was there, he noticed my home theater system was not working correctly. Doug fixed the issue that a previous installer caused. Thanks, Doug.
B&T Satellite will take the time to listen to your needs and work with you to give you the best TV experience. Your local premier Dish retailer. You owe it to yourself to not call the 800 number. Call 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
Let's begin to listen to one another again. Hear one another. See one another. Show respect to one another. Politics doesn't have to be a raging fire, destroying everything in its path. Every disagreement doesn't have to be a cause for total war. And we must reject the culture in which facts themselves are manipulated and even manufactured.
So,
fact check.
So I like that tone, and I agree with him mostly, but Joe Biden is now president, and I do. What are your biggest concerns, if you have any concerns? Or how about, let's be fair. You got some optimistic stuff and some pessimistic stuff.
Yeah, on the optimism side, Joe Biden is mostly a nice old fella who people like.
Yeah.
He's got a bit of the fabulist in him, the Brian Williams disease, where he says stuff that just isn't true. He just gets carried away in his own stories. It's very strange because he's been punished for it hard in his public life multiple times, and he just can't stop. So it's a little odd, but he's a nice fella. And I'm hoping maybe a little nice fella tone takes root in the country and we stop hating each other, because our greatest strength is not diversity, it's unity. It's, listen, I disagree vehemently with you, but we're both Americans.
He has old friends on both sides of the aisle,
yes.
So that, you know, that should help.
Yes.
I hope.
One of my concerns, though, and you've talked about this a lot through the years, is that the bipartisanship of Washington, D.C. has brought us an enormous, broke, profligate, irresponsible, unresponsive federal bureaucracy that's now crushing, you know, certainly the financial aspirations of the people. The government has become the most powerful lobby that lobbies the government,
yeah,
which is a terrible situation.
Yeah, the back to normal that, you know, some of America claims they crave and that they're talking about on the cable news channels, the normal is spending way more than we take in. Getting into wars that don't make sense to a lot of people, and you can't figure out what the conclusion is. And like you just said, the regulatory state. So that's the normal.
Yeah, and the regulatory state and the idea that you can tax business and those fat cats. We got them. As opposed to understanding that money is fungible, that money flows in all sorts of different directions, and that will result in higher prices, lower wages, less productivity, fewer jobs, the rest of it. The idea of taxing ourselves into prosperity is just, it's idiotic. And I know he swings that way.
Now, my big concern is James Lindsay, the leading light in America on keeping his eye on wokeism.
Ah, yes.
And writing
yes.
books about it and all that sort of stuff. And he is he didn't like Trump. He's a lefty, atheist, college professor sort of guy. But he voted for Trump because he felt like Biden was going to be a Biden administration would be an accelerator pedal for wokeism and all this anti-racist BS being taught in government and schools and everything like that. And I think he's right. And here's a little example of it. and some interesting responses. And we just heard J-Lo singing in Spanish, which was just fantastic. Oh, it brings a tear to your eye. The New York Times yesterday said Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's tweet that multiculturalism is not who America is, sent on his last full day at the State Department, infuriated American diplomats who described it as a final insult by the Trump administration. Ben Shapiro, to his credit, said, that's kind of interesting that that was so offensive to so many people around the world that the Trump administration said multiculturalism is not who America is. And he quoted some of our friends around the world. Under the doctrine of state multiculturalism, we have encouraged different cultures to live separate lives apart from each other and in the mainstream. David Cameron of Great Britain. Multiculturalism is a failure. Former leader of France, Nicolas Sarkozy. Multiculturalism leads to parallel societies, and therefore multiculturalism remains a grand delusion. Angela Merkel of Germany. Our model is universalist, not multiculturalist. Emmanuel Macron, the leader, current leader of France.
Wow, this is good stuff.
The rest of the world, who started this before we did, now says out loud, and most of these people are crazy lefties, even by American standards, are saying, that does not work. The whole multi-culti thing is a disaster.
Right. We need to do this again tomorrow early in the show. I want more people to hear it, because in the parallel societies thing, that's what they're talking about. You don't end up with one great country that loves and tolerates people from everywhere with all sorts of different color skins. No, you have separate societies that don't communicate. They don't cooperate in terms of economics and politics and culture and the rest of it.
And they feel
you fall apart.
And they feel like they're in a battle with the other groups.
Right, for supremacy, which is also reinforced by the cultural identity politics of today.
Sure.
And so Joe Biden intentionally separating people into camps.
Sure. And Joe Biden took a big step in that direction, the multicultural direction, last week when he announced that his big COVID relief that he's going to do is going to, be prioritized based on you being black, Hispanic, Asian, whatever, which is just craziness. I mean, just crazy.
Yeah.
So that's my biggest concern. And I don't know if that's who he's always been, or if he just feels like that's where we are now. I don't have any idea. Or maybe he's too old to really, you know, that's a new thing, and he's too old to think it through.
A lot of, educated white people, he said, anti-racist. Well, I don't want to be called a racist, so I must be in favor of that. And they get swept along like idiots. You're right. That is absolutely concern number one, the gleeful tearing of America apart. E pluribus pluribus, out of many, many.
You want to pit people against each other? Make a statement as president that you're going to prioritize one race over another.
Yeah.
Thanks for that.
Yeah.
Wow.
No kidding.
I agree with Sam Harris, who said, what did he say that was unconscionably stupid or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's
profoundly
what I'm going to have.
Idiotic.
That's what I'm going to have my eye on in the early days of the Biden administration. He's still speaking, by the way, so he's a good half hour, 40 minutes into his inaugural address. If he says anything super exciting, I'm sure you'll hear it somewhere. Perhaps not here.
Yeah, and it's fine. But what people say is such a poor substitute for what they do.
Oh, yeah. How did speeches become... It's a bit of an anachronism, isn't it, at this point, the whole idea of speeches? I can understand why they became a really big deal when that was the only time you got to hear from whoever.
Right.
But now you have such a way to communicate constantly. I'm not sure speeches really even need to be a thing.
Yeah, it's something to talk about for the chattering classes, but not much more, really. I mean, unless he unleashed a real, eloquent and powerful address that moved people's hearts and minds. I don't find that really likely.
I don't think anybody can. It's not a knock on Joe Biden. It's just we hear from everybody so often. It's not a unique thing to get to hear what anybody thinks about something.
Yeah, yeah. But it occupies a space like the toast at a wedding reception. You know, keep it shortish. Say they're nice people. Crack a couple of jokes and then move along so everybody can get drunk and some people will dance.
So they just finished up and now the tiny crowd that is there because of COVID is going to file out. And so I was at the inauguration. Oh, Garth Brooks is coming up.
Finally.
That's what the world has been waiting for, Garth Brooks. 4 years ago when I was there for the Trump inauguration, and what ended up being the real final count on that, like 250,000? Because he was claiming 500,000.
I can't remember.
To try to have as big as Obama, but I think it was 250,000, which You know, I don't know about your life experience, but for me, that is by far the biggest crowd I've ever been in.
Mm-hmm.
250,000 people. It was unimaginable how many people there were. When everybody let out of that and started headed toward their hotels or restaurants or wherever they're going, every street going every direction was like, you know, when a ball game ends and you're in that hallway trying to get to the parking lot.
Right.
Everywhere. And for miles, I mean, walked for miles like that, and everywhere you looked, it was just shoulder-to-shoulder people. It was so crazy.
Oh, I got friends in both houses. Hey, he's singing. Can we hear Garth?
Let's hear a little Garth.
We put up with Lady Gaga and J-Lo.
There you go.
Amazing Grace.
But now
too trite for you? Or
yes. Yes. Was blind.
I get the sense you guys aren't enjoying this day at all.
As I've said, ceremonies aren't really my thing. I like Garth Brooks. I like this song.
That's a lovely melody. It's omnipresent.
Right. 10,000.
It's the roses are red, violets are blue of religious music.
Bright shining as the sun. We know less days to see.
You'd almost have to be a Garth Brooks or somebody like that to be able to stand up there and sing that a cappella and not, like, freak out. You've done so many giant things. It's just another giant thing.
Listen to your voice echoing back at you and stuff like that.
I ask you to sing this last verse with me. Not just the people here, but the people at home, at work, as one.
I'm at work.
United.
Go ahead if you want to.
You don't want me to.
This is the way I am at any event where they say that. Now everybody on their feet and sing, and I kind of move my lips a little bit because I don't want to be the kind of guy that doesn't participate, but I don't really want to belt out a song either.
Yeah. Don't tell me what to sing.
Can we get back to sea shanties?
I was
thinking earlier, the non-religious crowd, which is a pretty good chunk of the Democratic Party. I mean, they think religion is the source of all evil, and there's all kinds of books and podcasts and marches about that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
They got to hate the Bible and the So Help Me God and religious music and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I suppose so. I've never heard anybody actually kvetch about it publicly. Because they don't want to lose the black Christian vote.
Right. Yeah, you have that weird intersectionality.
Mm-hmm. So the president unleashed his list of pardons and commutations. It seems like an odd practice. I have some information on how it got started and the concerns of the founding fathers, and it's gone way too far. I mean, from the loathsome pardon of Mark Rich by Clinton through every president pardons various cronies who just really don't have it coming.
The presidents are really enjoying hugging Garth Brooks. I mean, he kind of stopped for one, and then it was like Obama, and then Clinton wanted a piece, and Bush wanted a piece. Everybody really wanted to, like, fist bump and smile at
Garth Brooks. Oh my God!
Love you, Garth. He might be the biggest celebrity of the day. They all went gaga, if you'll pardon the expression, for Garth Brooks walking by.
Yeah,
that's kind of funny. Obama like leapt out of his seat. Oh my God! It's Garth Brooks.
Wow! Then somebody's got mop up duty. Who's talking there? Is that
some gray-haired senator, old white male? Who wants to hear from him?
Yeah, I don't need. Well, I guess we're through here.
Probably reestablishing, and we are reestablishing the patriarchy. Just want to make that clear to everyone. So, God bless. more on the way. Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
When the temperature drops, the chances of something in your car breaking goes way up.
Yep. Winter is tough on cars, but thanks to Car Shield, you can have maximum safety on the road for low month-to-month costs to protect you from expensive car repairs when they pop up. In fact, plans from Car Shield can save you thousands for covered repairs.
Oh, yeah. Thousands on transmissions, engines, computer systems, all kinds of stuff with Car Shield.
And whether your car has 5,000 miles or 150,000 miles, Car Shield has a protection plan for you. Payments are flexible, plans are customizable, and no contracts. You can get out when you want.
You also get 24/7 nationwide roadside assistance and rental car coverage at no additional cost.
You know, maybe your car or truck's about to go out from under the warranty. Now's when you get in touch. Go to carshield.com. Use the code Armstrong. That's carshield.com. Use the code Armstrong. Get 10% off. A deductible may apply, but it's easy, and you're going to love CarShield. Go to carshield.com and be sure to use the code Armstrong.
These are uncertain times, and what's considered normal seems to change daily. But I know two things that won't change. I'm naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black, inventor of Rough Greens, and those two things are this. One, there's no way you can feed your dog a healthy diet by giving them dry dog food. Dog food is dead food. And two, there's no better dog supplement on the planet than the live nutrition of Rough Greens. Rough Greens is a dog supplement that's loaded with vitamins, minerals, probiotics, enzymes, and more, all made right here in America with no Chinese ingredients. These are the live nutrients that your dog needs for superior health. So if you're ready to invest in your dog's long-term vibrant health, then go to roughgreens.com today and get your 14-day jumpstart program for just $14.95 and see what real nutrition will do for your dog. Go to roughgreens.com/live. That's ruffgreens.com/live. Rough Greens. So good, your dog will ask for it by name.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
I'm not scared of the dark.
So here you go. Joe Biden is the president of the United States. We're listening to Lil Wayne sing a song from the Spider-Verse soundtrack. Love this song, but the reason we're playing Lil Wayne is he is one of the people pardoned in the middle of the night by President Trump. Here, Lil Wayne's rapping comes up here in just a second. Give you an idea of the criminal voice, the former criminal voice of Lil Wayne. L-I-L.
Still a lawbreaker, Jack. What I can't find him on the list.
What was his crime exactly?
What's his name? What's his real name?
Something Carter?
Undersized Wayne. Comes.
Dwayne Michael Carter Jr.
I ain't scared, he says. So he got pardoned. Why is Trump pardoning singers for various gun charges?
No, I'm scrolling through trying to find his case because the White House put out a statement of it's pages and pages and pages of everybody that got commuted or pardoned.
What was the total number at the end? I know he did like another 90 or so last night.
It was like 70 and 70 last night, 70 pardons and 70 commutations, which just means he takes away the rest of your prison sentence or what have you.
Still well short of the record, which is FDR with nearly 3,000 pardons in his four-term presidency.
April Coots. That's a funny name. let's see.
Every president does this. It's kind of a power. Maybe they ought to look over again, or maybe put some limits on. Because I don't know. Always seems to be a little bit of a no rhyme nor reason to why some people get pardoned.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Oh, by the way,
maybe I'll keep scrolling later and see if I can find it. But there are some stone freaking crooks who are now walking free. I don't get it.
Yeah, always happens. Before we get back to that, I meant to mention this earlier to build drama. It's too late now, I think.
Oh.
Because a lot of the Q crowd believed the reason there are 25,000 National Guard troops there was not to protect the Capitol from the sort of mayhem that happened 2 weeks ago. They were going to arrest Joe Biden and Kamala Harris on the stand there, and the troops were there to keep the order, and Trump was going to continue to be president. And that was part of the Q belief.
Hmm.
That did not happen. And Biden is now president, and Kamala Harris is vice president. So I don't know what that does to your belief in Q. It's kind of like...
Well, it'll change. They'll explain it away. Here's why that didn't happen. And if you believe, you believe. I read the beginning of a really interesting, really long, but interesting article where a game designer, guy builds video games from the ground up. He starts this article by talking about, and I can't remember the name, but it's people try to find patterns even where there aren't patterns. And one of the first games he was involved in, one of the most successful, there were some tools lying on the floor that seemed to form an arrow pointing in a certain direction. It was completely unintentional. But one of the greatest challenges they ran into with the game, and they finally had to change it, was people would obsessively try to go to that spot and tear apart the wall or the building, and just they wouldn't leave it alone. And no, it was just... It looks like a pattern. It's not a pattern. And he said the QAnon, whoever's doing that, is really good at doing that in reverse. But the people aren't playing the game. The game is playing the people. It's providing them over and over again with unrelated pieces of information, describing them in the most dramatic way possible, drawing false connections, and then keeping people running and running.
Hmm.
You know, I'll read the rest of it and see if I can explain it a little more skillfully down the road. But it's a good thought. So I'm reading more about the pardon power. I went back to the original conversations, Jack. I'm an originalist. Article 2, Section 2. The president is given the power, I'm quoting now, to grant reprieves and pardons for offenses against the United States, except in cases of impeachment. And some of the arguments that the founding fathers got into over that are pretty interesting and revealing.
That's pretty broad, though.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's crazy broad. And several people were really concerned about it, and James Madison shut him down.
I got a ticket for not wearing a life vest in a lake once. I'm always hoping for a pardon for that.
Armstrong and Getty.
When the temperature drops, the chances of something in your car breaking goes way up.
Yep. Winter is tough on cars, but thanks to Car Shield, you can have maximum safety on the road for low month-to-month costs to protect you from expensive car repairs when they pop up. In fact, plans from Car Shield can save you thousands for covered repairs.
Oh, yeah. Thousands on transmissions, engines, computer systems, all kinds of stuff with Car Shield.
And whether your car has 5,000 miles or 150,000 miles, Car Shield has a protection plan for you. Payments are flexible, plans are customizable, and no contracts. You can get out when you want.
You also get 24/7 nationwide roadside assistance and rental car coverage at no additional cost.
You know, maybe your car or truck's about to go out from under the warranty. Now's when you get in touch. Go to carshield.com. Use the code Armstrong. That's carshield.com. Use the code Armstrong. Get 10% off. A deductible may apply, but it's easy, and you're going to love CarShield. Go to carshield.com and be sure to use the code Armstrong.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slate, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR1460.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Did you know that the city of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
Why wait for summer? Gear up for some fun right here in our own backyard. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to play our Gear Up 2021 Swipe to Win promotion. Drawings Thursdays at 6, 7, 8, and 9 p.m. Plus, all winners receive bonus entries into the final drawings on January 28th. $15,000 up for grabs. February 25th, two motorcycles and a Can-Am quad. And March 25th, a Yamaha ski boat. From Reading, Yamaha Ski-Doo. More drawings, more winners, more fun. WindRiver.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
a jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
I suppose a good radio show should have come back with a clip of Biden giving his inaugural address right there, but I can tell you more or less what he said. America is strongest when it does this or something, and we should all come together and forge ahead, and the future is ahead of us, and we've never been stronger than we've... That's what
Be nice to
is.
Each other.
And that's what all the speeches are, and that's just fine.
And they're fine.
And they're fine.
Nice. It's a nice sentiment.
If you got to have a speech, what would you say? But there is some response. One is this I liked. Who's this guy? Sometimes I like to look and see who it was that tweeted it. Managing editor of Newsbusters, whatever that is. The media doesn't believe this quote that Biden just gave in his speech. We can see each other not as adversaries, but as neighbors. We can treat each other with dignity and respect. We can join forces, stop the shouting, and lower the temperature. For without unity, there's no peace, only bitterness and fury. You're right. None of the media, very little of the media, agrees with that.
No.
It's nice of him to say it because it's a good thing to aspire to, and I would like it if that's what happens.
If you fly the flag, you're a white supremacist.
But there was
that's
not.
The media believes.
I was watching CBS this morning. There was not that this morning, and there will not be that throughout the day. I mean, it's not even going to make it today, let
right.
alone like it would start strong and taper off over time. No, no. This morning they were mocking Trump and everything he did and stood for on CBS.
Right.
All morning long.
And acted as if nobody voted for him.
Yeah, I know.
Not 74
what,
million people or whatever the number was.
That's what bothered me so much. You know, about half the country supported Trump. And, you know, there's a chunk of the voters who don't really like Biden either. So quit acting like we're all just, we're all just moist thinking about the idea that Joe Biden's now president. I'm so happy. Okay, you four are on the set of the CBS Early Show, but not the rest of the country. Maybe half the country is.
Play the clip, Sean. Play our favorite clip. Come on. Come on.
The lights,
Biden's
the arms.
This is CBS, folks.
On display tonight was so stark.
Oh,
I mean, those lights that are just shooting out from the Lincoln Memorial along the reflecting pool, it's like almost extensions of Joe Biden's arms embracing America.
That is the that's the most embarrassing thing I've ever heard another man say.
That is so fawning. Just go ahead and pleasure him. If you're going to go that fawning, go ahead and lick his boots.
Do a Jeffrey Toobin right there while saying his name.
Oh, wow. Not appropriate. Here's something.
This fits together.
Yes.
So, Sean, you were just seeing this on your Twitter feed.
There's a large portion of the left that doesn't, that they want their media outlets to run the playbook that they perceive Fox News to run. And that is when they are not in power, there is no bridges built. There is no, it is power politics is essentially they root for that because they saw that happen to the presidents that they like.
So you got people on the left, some people on the left, unhappy with Joe Biden's speech because it was too bridge-building-y.
Mm.
You've got what I talked about seeing even from the mainstream news about the way they handled it. And then we've got the flood of texts we've gotten in the last 2 days when I mentioned Garth Brooks. I used to like Garth Brooks. I can't listen to his music anymore because he sang at Biden's inauguration. So when you have those two attitudes, and I don't know what percentage of people fit into those camps, but with those attitudes... None of that coming together stuff is going to happen.
Nope. If you can't forgive Garth Brooks for taking a gig at an inauguration, yeah, there's no healing it. So here's a little something for everybody. The following segment includes Phil Mickelson and Lil Wayne. President Trump granted a full pardon to Dwayne Michael Carter Jr., also known as Lil Wayne. This is from the actual White House statement. Mr. Carter pled guilty to possession of a firearm and ammunition by a convicted felon, owing to a conviction over 10 years ago. Brett Barish of Sovereign Brands, who supports a pardon for Mr. Carter, describes him as, quote, trustworthy, kind-hearted, and generous. Carter has exhibited this generosity through a commitment to a variety of charities, including donations to research hospitals and a host of food banks. Deion Sanders, who just had his boombox stolen, I'm departing from the text slightly, who also wrote in support of this pardon, calls Mr. Wayne, quote, a provider for his family, a friend to many, a man of faith, a natural giver to the less fortunate, a way maker, and a game changer.
Well, yeah, I don't know anything about Lil Wayne. He might be a perfectly nice guy that, you know, deserved a pardon.
Well,
he
probably grew up in Rough Hood where people tote guns. Not a great idea, but I understand. And right next to him, William Walters. President Trump commuted the sentence of William Walters, which was supported by a bunch of different people, especially in the Las Vegas area, and numerous professional golfers, including Butch Harmon, David Faherty, Peter Jacobson, and Phil Mickelson, and former 60 Minutes correspondent Lara Logan.
Huh.
He was sentenced to 5 years imprisonment for insider trading. That was the case where Phil was called to testify. How much money has this guy got? He's served nearly 4 years of his prison sentence and has paid $44 million in fines, forfeitures, and restitution. So he got the pardon as well.
Steve Bannon got pardoned.
Yeah. Yes, he did. We're going to continue the work on the president's wall. Give your hard-earned dollars. And he got lots of old people, probably, to give zillions of dollars, and then he just spends a lot of it.
We did get a text from somebody who's...
Allegedly.
Who seemed to be pretty into this and knew a lot more about it than I did, who believes that the forces that hated Steve Bannon in law enforcement railroaded the guy on that. And that's not impossible. See our conversation about Martin Luther King Jr. and the incoming Trump administration last time around.
Right. Okay, fair enough. Like to know more about it.
But no pardon. Maybe the story is who didn't get pardoned, Joe. No Rudy Giuliani that we know of.
No Tiger King.
Trump family or himself, which would be immediately a decision for the Supreme Court.
So the whole pardon thing I find very interesting. I went back to the beginning, the discussions during the Constitutional Convention. Under Article 2, Section 2, the president was given the power to grant reprieves and pardons for offenses against the United States, except in cases of impeachment. That's the entire text. Nearly everyone agreed that the president should have the power to pardon. Some thought, however, that no one should be pardoned in the case of treason without the concurrence of at least one of the two houses of the legislature, because in the marvelous phrase of A. Hamilton, quote, the supposition of the connivance...
Alexander Hamilton.
Jeez, you're like, you're a child. You child.
It's the greatest musical of all time, Joe.
The supposition of the connivance of the chief magistrate ought not to be entirely excluded, meaning we might have a crook. The possibility that the president might use the power to pardon as a means by which to protect those with whom he had conspired to do harm to the U.S. Led to one of the most important but least remembered exchanges in the debate over whether the Constitution should become the Constitution. The exchange demonstrated that not only are there serious limitations on the president's power to pardon, but that a president's threat to use that power may itself be grounds for impeachment.
Mm.
George Mason was deeply troubled by what he thought of the convention's failure to understand that the president in the U.S. might not always be someone of sound character and high intelligence, because everybody knew Washington was going to be the first president.
Sure.
And he was such an honorable guy. Hamilton was like, hey, now, wait now. Not at, Mason, I mean. Did I say Hamilton? Mm. George Mason. Mason, sung the idiot. The president, he argued, ought not to have the power of pardoning because he may frequently pardon crimes which were advised by himself. It may happen at some future day that he will establish a monarchy and destroy the republic. If he has the power of granting pardons before indictment or conviction, may he not stop inquiry and prevent detection? The case of treason ought at least to be accepted. This is a weighty objection with me. Pat Henry was against the Constitution in general, and he was mad about that, too. But Madison, James Madison, who knew more about the Constitution than anybody, because he more or less wrote it, he said, was there a danger in giving the president power to pardon? Yes, but there was a remedy. There is one security in this case to which gentlemen may not have adverted. If the president be connected in any suspicious manner with any person, there be grounds to believe he will shelter him, the House of Representatives...
Be it a rapper or not.
Right. Be a rapper or a golf gambler. The House of Representatives can impeach him.
Right.
They can remove him if found guilty. Hey, Jimmy. What if it's like the last day in office?
Well, so, yeah, and we
hadn't... I hadn't thought of that, replied Madison.
Damn it.
Oh, like that night? When everybody... Oh, my God.
Oh, crap, says James Madison.
Shizzle groovers.
Well, we hadn't even brought up, this is what we've complained about every 4 years. If it was a good idea to pardon any of these people, why did you do it in the middle of the night before you left office? I'm saying to...
Every president,
Obama, Clinton, Bush, all of them. That's where they need to change the rule. You have to do it. You have up to 6 months before the end of your term.
Mm-hmm. Well, Trump did a couple of weeks ago.
Sure.
And I thought that was good.
But the controversial
ones. And then they put
out
a specific statement on each person. Now, some of it, I think, is full of crap. But
the controversial ones, you'd have to do 6 months out. There's something like that.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
Why? Why would you wait to the very end? Only because you're worried about... And everybody feels like, what are you going to do? They're gone now. We got a new president. Anyway, what's the new president up to? You know, you're on to the next story so fast.
Interestingly, Madison said if a president is impeached, the power to pardon can be suspended and will devolve on the vice president. Should he be suspected, also he may likewise be suspended till he be impeached and removed, and the legislature may make a temporary appointment. This is a great security. Unless, well, Jim, what if he does it the last night?
Crap!
Exactly. Yeah. I didn't think of that. Nobody do that.
Oh, son of a!
Why would they do that?
Nobody would do that. It's dishonorable.
So, for some reason, I get a kick out of watching the former presidents chatting it up, and they're all walking around. And Bill Clinton spent a long time talking to that young hottie who read the poem.
Yeah.
Yes.
And now Obama and Bill are talking. Are our two happiest ex-presidents, Jimmy Carter might be the most comfortable in his own skin ex-president ever in the history of the world. For a variety of reasons. But I think Obama and Bush are pretty comfortable with their lives, and... If they never heard from me again, I think they'd be fine. But Bill Clinton, I'm not
Although
sure.
Obama
Trump...
has waded into politics in the last year, definitely, in a rather a strong way.
But some people, you know, I think leaving the scene is very, very difficult.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Pick up painting.
He, like Billy Jeff, very young men when they left office.
That makes a difference. That does make a difference. You know, if you're freaking 80 years old, it's pretty easy to say, I've done my thing. I'm
right.
Done. You're in your 40s or 50 years old. Yeah, you got to find something to do. And, of course, you're still interested. It's what you've been doing your whole life.
Do you know that, Sean? Guys in their 40s used to get elected president. Or even their 50s. Or even their 60s.
Sounds crazy.
The president, you say.
Right, yeah, I know.
Wow. Clinton was 42, I think.
Don't trust anybody under 80. That's what I say.
We got more on the way. Text line 415-295-KFTC.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey guys, this is Larry King. Are you sick and tired of prostate pills that don't work? I've got great news for you. I had prostate problems that were driving me nuts. I tried several different natural products. None of them worked. One day I heard about Prostagenics. It beat over 157 other prostate supplements in independent lab tests and was rated number one most powerful prostate supplement in the world. So I got some Prostagenics and boy, am I glad I did. Now my prostate troubles are a thing of the past. I sleep like a champ. I feel like I did 20 years ago. Do yourself a huge favor. Do what I did and get yourself some Prostagenics.
Prostagenics comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee, so you can order absolutely risk-free. So go online or call
800-600-2020. 800-600-2020.
If you call in the next 6 minutes, you can get a free bottle with the Larry King TV special.
800-600-2020.
Pick up the phone right now.
Do you suffer from lower back pain, knee pain, foot pain, plantar fasciitis, arthritis, fallen arches, or neuropathy? Do you? If yes, just stop and write this magic word, G-Defy. G-D-E-F-Y. What is G-Defy? G-Defy is the footwear designed by Gravity Defier Medical Technology with the worldwide patented VersoShock sole. Their shoes are clinically proven to relieve pain by a double-blind clinical study conducted by Olive U UCLA Medical Center. You can try a pair free for 30 days with free corrective fit orthotic inserts. If you're not satisfied, just return the shoes for a full refund and keep the orthotics as a gift. Put an end to suffering.
Save $30 and get free shipping from Gravity Defier when you go to gdefy.com/radio and use code radio. That's gdefy.com/radio. Code radio.
You have nothing to lose but your pain.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Don't miss our New Year's special. The Queen Sleep Number 360 C2 Smart Bed is only $899, plus special financing, only for a limited time. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by free fire radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Armstrong and Getty Show.
Shutting down free and open debate violates our core values and most enduring traditions. In America, we don't insist on absolute conformity or enforce rigid orthodoxies and punitive speech codes. We just don't do that. America is not a timid nation of tame souls who need to be sheltered and protected from those with whom we disagree. That's not who we are. It will never be who we are. From a great hall of Muslim leaders in Riyadh to a great square of Polish people in Warsaw, from the floor of the Korean Assembly to the podium at the United Nations General Assembly, and from the Forbidden City in Beijing to the shadow of Mount Rushmore, I fought for you, I fought for your family. I fought for our country. Above all, I fought for America and all it stands for, and that is safe, strong, proud, and free.
That's some good speechifying right there.
If he'd have done a little more of that, and you shave off not even very many percentage of the other stuff, he'd be taking his second oath today.
And if he acted during the first debate like he did during the second debate, he'd be the president. No question.
So I just watched Mike Pence walk down the steps, since he is actually at the inauguration, and get into one of the armored limos, and off he goes. And he's got to be thinking, that was a heck of a ride right there. What does he become? And, you know, as a man of the right, I'm pretty interested, starting today, what is the Republican Party becoming? Who's everybody listening to? Who's in charge? What are they hoping to be? I have no idea. No idea. That's going to be settled out over time.
Right, right. What will they claim to be, and what will the reality be?
Who are going to be the power brokers? Is it going to be Trump? Does Pence play any role whatsoever? I doubt it.
Yeah, the whole impulse to drain the swamp and understand that the idea of this nation had been turned on its head was one of Trump's greatest strengths. That he knew that we were all working for Washington, not the other way around, and he wanted to do something about that. You know, his success was uneven, as they say, but that was a great impulse. There are a lot of Republicans, a lot of conservatives I really admire, but whether they will actually get the reins of power and be able to do anything with it, or the swamp monsters will, we'll have to find out, I guess.
Yeah, if a return to normal is we just keep growing and spending more than we take in forever, and everybody that goes to D.C. ends up rich, that's the return to normal that you want, not the return to normal I want.
Right.
And it'll be interesting to see how things, the tenor of news coverage changes when you don't have a president that tweets out things controversial on a regular basis. What are all these cable news channels going to talk about? What's it going to feel like? I don't have any idea.
Well, they're going to go from a rabid dog that attacks just without reason and without any decency to now a loyal lapdog that'll permit all manner of crap to go on. At least that's what I expect. I hope I'm wrong.
An old man that sits and stares out the window a lot. I think it's going to be a lot of that. Should see what his neighbors do. How come they don't take the trash cans in after the... Huh? Does it take so long?
Hi, this is Corn Pop. When I'm not trying to get my razor rusty in a rain barrel, I listen to Final Thoughts with Armstrong and Getty.
There you go.
If you didn't listen to the inauguration, Corn Pop actually played the national anthem on his banjo.
Fantastic.
It's one of the highlights.
He's your host for Final Thoughts, Joe Getty.
Let's get a final thought from everybody on the crew. He's pressing the buttons in the control room. Michelangelo, final thought?
Yeah, congrats to our new president. The presidential inauguration went off without a flaw. But President Biden's favorite comedian, Rich Little, was cut for timing.
Oh,
that's too bad. Positive Sean's our producer. Your final thought, Sean?
I am anti-pageantry, but I am pro-democracy. Pretty happy that it ended up going off without a hitch. I'll simply say that.
Indeed. Jack, a final thought to share?
The institution's held. I agree. I'm into what actually happened. I don't like ceremonies much, but the institution's held. What was supposed to happen happened. In a timely manner. And now, can we stop hanging on every word of whoever's president anytime soon?
Yes, please. I don't care how you voted. I don't care what you think of Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or anything else. If you love the Constitution, you love this country, you're my countryman, and I'm proud to say so. But if you're an America hater, you're coming for me? I got news. I'm coming for you.
Whoa!
Huh?
Joe Getty throwing
peacefully
down the gauntlet.
And politically, of course.
We're wondering what sort of super spreader event Garth Brooks was, because he definitely did the most running around hugging people with no mask on.
Oh.
I think the historians will look back on the great Garth Brooks moment and how many people were wiped out from the very top levels of government.
People are going to be talking about the Oklahoma strain that's going around.
And everybody who was hugging was 80 years old, so
whoops.
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday.
So many people who think so little time. Of course, all those people got the vaccine already.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
That's a very good point.
Go to ArmstrongandGetty.com, would you? If there's something we ought to be talking about, send it along. Mailbag at ArmstrongandGetty.com. We've got some great new A&G swag. Hot links has the stuff we talked about, articles and videos and stuff.
See, the rich and powerful get to hug Garth Brooks. You can't. It's the America we live in. Joe Biden's America.
It's heartbreaking.
See you tomorrow. God bless America.
And when it's over, it is over. It is over.
I've sat here for over 3 hours and 15 minutes.
That sucks.
If you wish to leave, you may.
Let me just say how very, very dismaying.
Adios, mofo.
Okay, so we're dismissed. Is that correct?
Do you want to rephrase what you're doing?
We've left it all, as the athletes would say. We've left it all in the field. So have a good life. We will see you soon. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.